CNN reports report describes a baby who survives an abortion as a fetus that was born. You see the corner that demonically infused and infatuated Democrats have painted themselves into? There's no out here. The only out is to continue the killing or quit. Cold turkey, just quit. They've backed themselves into what ultimately is the logical result of their warped, twisted thinking. You now have 40, we'll play the Senator Jim Sasso audio. You now have 42, I talked about this yesterday, 44 Democrat senators. And supposedly the most august body in the United States, or in the world, the greatest deliberative body in the history of the world, supposedly. The United States Senate, 44 members of one party, for partisan reasons, cannot bring themselves to pass legislation that would make it illegal to not provide medical attention for a child who survives a late-term botched abortion and is born alive. As Senator Tom Cotton said yesterday, in any legislature, anywhere in the history of the world where sanity and reason reigned, this passes unanimously. There's not even a question here. What exactly is the question? The question is this. The Democrat Party is in its last throes. Its acts of desperation continue. Is it Sassy or Sassa? Yeah, I think it's Sassa. They painted themselves into this rainbow purification league infanticide corner. Where else are you going to go? Pretty soon, pedophilia, obviously. That may be the last frontier. But where else are you going to go? You have nowhere to go but into deeper pits of hell. And thus, they find themselves having to defend what most people now view as indefensible. And that is, and look, there's no one that's even out there promoting this fact yet. No ad campaigns have begun to call the Democrat Party the party of infanticide, but it's easy to do. Use their words. You have Grandpa Stalin out there running around talking about how great things are and about all the wonderful things that have happened in Cuba. Somebody made a cartoon yesterday. It was funny. It was Democrats, famous ones, on a homemade raft that was made out of an old car and a couple of 2x12s. And they're standing on it, and Bernie Sanders is at the front. He's the captain of the ship, pointing forward, going, onward to Cuba, or onward to paradise, or whatever. So they're leaving Miami behind, and they're headed to Cuba. You know those rafts, those 2x12 board rafts and automobiles that they completely gut, and then they take, you get everything that they can. They take everything out of it except the seats. It's like a floating bus. And then they take everything that they can scrounge up on the island of Cuba and attach it to these cars in the hopes that it'll float. And then in the middle of the night, they push the car out into the surf and take a compass and a couple of hand-fashioned paddles made out of wood that they could find laying around. And they start paddling towards Key West. One of the keys, or Miami, or wherever it is that they make landfall at. Yeah, there's the, it's in the chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. Nation's Bernie supporters frantically cobble together makeshift rafts to paddle to utopian Cuba. That's from the Babylon Bee. But it's not far off, is it? It's funny, the little raft has all these Bernie signs on it. A CNN report on pro-life legislation described a baby who survived an abortion as a, quote, fetus that was born, close quote. And then senators voted on Tuesday on legislation that aims to protect babies. So this report is from February the 25th. So today's the 27th. So the vote's already occurred. The vote went down in flames. Again, it was 54-46. CNN covered the legislation in a Tuesday report. Senate to vote on two abortion restriction bills. These are not abortion restriction bills. These are infanticide bills. These are bills that say, okay, kids got has escaped the mother's womb. You can't kill it. Boy, you just imagine the amount of evil cred. Anyone that is for this. You know, let me just take a sidebar quickly here. I didn't see any of the fake Catholics. Did you? Were there any pictures of Joe Biden yesterday? Was Biden able to find a Catholic church to go get Ash Wednesday on his forehead? I didn't see him live, so I don't know. I saw a couple of members of the House of Representatives, Steve Scalise, namely my member of Congress. Last night I saw Brett Baer on Fox News had his. Right, so the vote was 53-44 on the infanticide bill. I mean, you got to have 60 because of the rules of the Senate.